This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to Kevin in Florida. What's up, Kev?
Yeah, Big Mac, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. I'm not going to lie. I love you guys at the radio station, but this New York football talk is just getting more and more depressing with, you know.
Well, unfortunately, the New York baseball talk ain't doing much better as of right now.
Well, that's my other question. I was just about to say, I got a baseball question that's very depressing.
Yes.
So it's rumored that Cashman's going to try to go make a trade. It seems like the most likely one is Sandy Alcantara in Miami. Who would you think is the most likely?
Yeah, I don't think that's likely at all. I got to be totally honest with you. I wouldn't. Maybe at the deadline, if the team is in desperate, dire straits. Because like right now, I don't know. The Yankees traded a bunch of pitching over the last couple of deadlines and then last year for Juan Soto. They don't have a lot of pitching depth. They really, and then you look at the lineup and you have your catcher is a second year and he was third runner up in the rookie of the year. You've got your top prospect of a couple years ago playing short. Your top prospect right now, you're starting everyday left fielder. So not only have they traded a ton of prospects over the last 2 years, half the lineup is their other top prospects. So to trade for Sandy Alcantara, or Alcantara, I've heard it both ways. I got to make sure I'm saying it correctly. But if you're going to trade for a player of that caliber, it's going to take you Jason Dominguez. Like, that's the beginning. Like, it's Dominguez. So if you want to trade Dominguez, I don't think Brian Cashman is at the place right now where he wants to trade Dominguez for a starting pitcher. Like, last year, they didn't have Cole for the first half, and they had the best pitching staff in the first half of all of baseball. Like, I just don't think he's there yet. They believe in Will Warren. You know, I think they're going to wait. So I disagree with your premise that that's the most likely move. I don't see it because I don't think they have the prospect capital to trade for him right now. I just don't think they do. They don't want to give up the upper echelon to bring in a starting pitcher who had his own injury issues and really had a down year last year. As great as he is and as talented as he is, I don't see that as a fit right now. I really don't. I would think, like, to me, you're looking at signing like a Kyle Gibson who's in free agency, has had a solid career. You bring him in and you hope it sticks. Like, that's the kind of move right now. Ultimately, I was going to do this a little bit later, but Jordan Montgomery is a very interesting trade candidate to me. The owner hates him in Arizona. They want no part of his $23 million contract for this year. The Yankees are going to make approximately $27 million back from the Cole insurance. Now, his number sticks on the luxury tax. That doesn't change, but they'll get $27 million in return in the insurance that he's not going to pitch the whole year. So theoretically, they have $27 million extra dollars. That's with the luxury tax threshold they're at and how it's 100% tax, that's a $13.5 million player that they can afford to bring on, and the $27 million from Cole offsets it. Is there a way where they can make a salary dump to have Arizona eat some of the money of that contract and bring in a Montgomery? That sounds someone who's been here for the Yankees before, someone you know has been good. Last year was a weird year, came to camp late, never hit the ground running with them. That could be an option for me. But ultimately, I do not, because they're not going to want any prospects in return. They're going to just be happy to get the money off the books. I don't think the Yankees have the upper echelon to go get a Dylan Cease, to go get a Sandy Alcantara, to go get one of these prime pitching candidates. You're going to have to give up Jason Dominguez, and you already don't have a DH or a third baseman. You can't go into the season without a left fielder either. So I don't think there's a move to be made, quite honestly.
Yeah, and, I agree with you. It's been, talked about how the lineup and, what guys just step up behind Judge and be the most important part. I think now the most important guy on this roster is Carlos Rodon. I mean,
yeah.
I think Carlos Rodon is going to be the maker or break difference on this Yankee team this year. I really do.
Kevin, I think you absolutely nailed it. And thank you for the call. I think you're 100% right. I've seen a lot of people use Fried as the guy now who's the most important player. Obviously, Fried is important. Fried was brought here to be the second ace on the team. Now he's the ace of the team. And if he's terrible, it goes without saying. Right? That would be a disaster for the Yankees. If he's hurt or terrible, it's a disaster for the Yankees. But if he's healthy, I know last year wasn't his best year. He was coming back from injury. He was injury-plagued the whole year. He's had the best ERA in baseball since 2020. This is a very good, you want to call him an ace, you want to say he wasn't the ace of the staff for the Braves last year. I've seen that a lot. He was the third starter last year for the Braves, whatever the case may be, right? Bad playoff outing, look at his playoff numbers, whatever. This guy, over the course of the regular season, when healthy, is a very good pitcher. I am not concerned about him. I expect him to be really good. Obviously, again, you could look at the lineup and say, well, the most important player is Judge. Well, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying. If Judge sucks, if Judge has a down year and has an 800 OPS or a 780 OPS, the Yankees are screwed. We all get that. But I take that as a granted, right? I mean, we can't point to that and say, that's too obvious. That's too on the nose. For me, I think you're right. It's Rodon. I expect Fried to be good if he's pitching. Rodon is that guy who gets paid a lot of money, who was brought here to be that second ace before Fried was forced to be brought in here and be that second ace, because Rodon hasn't proven to be that guy. He's got to step up, as he is, without question in my mind, the most important pitcher in this rotation. Because if he reverts back to what he was his last year in Chicago and his time in San Francisco, you're talking about one of the better starting pitchers in the American League. He's capable of that. Hasn't done it with the Yankees, and I certainly can't tell you I expect that. But he's capable of it. And if he does that, and him and Fried at the top of the rotation are legitimately good, maybe not the best, but good, 1-2, that changes. If he's a legitimate number two pitcher, a legitimate number two guy behind Max Fried, that will change this rotation and the dynamic of this pitching staff immensely. I completely agree. He is as important as anyone on this staff. And I'll tell you, I think the bullpen's very important too. I think the two names you're going to look at, and again, I could give you the closer, but I expect Williams to be really good. I think it's Weaver, and right now, until Loaisiga comes back, Hamilton. Weaver and Hamilton are going to be huge for this team. Huge. Because the bullpen is going to have to throw a lot of innings, and both of those guys are capable of multiple innings. Especially Weaver. Weaver is going to have a excellent, not as good because nobody's as good, but a 1996 Mariano Rivera type year, where he's the eighth guy, but you could argue he's the most important piece of the bullpen, where he's going to give you multiple innings on big games. He's able to do it multiple times, not as dramatic as Michael King, who would come in and throw two and two-thirds and then not pitch for 3 days. Someone who's pitching more regularly than that, but also can give you an inning and two-thirds, can give you a two-innings performance here or there. He is going to be enormous for this pitching staff in the absence of Gerrit Cole. Those two guys are the guys I'm looking at. The starting rotation, it's absolutely Rodon.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think there's a chance Will Warren could have a Luis Hill-type season. Right, he doesn't have the fastball as Luis Hill. He's not gonna. I'm hopeful he can be very good, but I don't know if he's gonna be the dominant force that Luis Hill was at the beginning of the year last year. But I think he could be very good, and you could see a legitimate 4-5 starter that you feel good about throwing out there against other teams' 4-5 starters with Will Warren. But as important as that is, as important as, and we'll get to who I think is going to be the fifth starter in the Cookie Carrasco versus Will Warren debate a little bit later. And, you know, as great as important as Stroman's obviously going to be, as important as Clark Schmidt's going to be, I think in the rotation, it's without a doubt Carlos Rodon is now the figure you look to, the person you look to. As he goes, so the Yankees go. If come July, you know, he's pitching to a 2.8, 2.9 ERA, I think the Yankees are fine. If he's pitching to a 3.7 to a 4.5, Yankees are in trouble. Like, I think that's I think you could look at him and determine where the team's going to go. Absolutely.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.